We're still in the Shvua of Hoyd. We didn't say Tachna today. Malchus Sheba Hoyd. We're still in the Shvua of the Iris of Lag Boimer. So just the Ktsara. The Torah brings down the Remez that Va Aleph Tov Beis Shin, that every day of Pesach is connected the day of the week. What a different Yontif is Chal. The first day of Pesach is Chal. The same day of the week always is Tisha B'Av. The second day is Shavuos. And onwards. So Vav Pei, the sixth day of Pesach, is always the same as Purim. And the Sfarim explained that there's a connection between Purim and Lag Boimer. So just to start with a Gematria, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria 914. Not Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria 702, which is Gematria Shabbos. L'chuna Ranana, the sixth Kapitlich Tehillim that we say on Friday night, have 702 words. Every word counts. 702, Shabbos, that's Shimon Bar Yochai. But Revi Shimon Bar Yochai is 914, the same as Vayihi B'Meach HaShverish, 914, and as Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tezvav, it's exactly 914, without a Koil, you don't need a Koil, it's Genoi, Purim, and Lag B'Omer have a connection. Is a remiss to this, because the Gemara in Megillah says that Purim is only on Tezvav, Yadal, 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 Tezvav. Frek the Gemara, Ve'eim HaShitzar, Ve'eim HaShivzar, maybe Purim should also be on the 16th and the 17th. So the Gemara says, no, V'layavar. Purim is not on the 16th and not on the 17th, but it is on the 18th. Yudches, Iyar, not Adar, but Yudches. 16 and 17 is out, but Yudches, Timnesar, Iyar and Adar are the same. Ani Hashem Rifecha, that's Taka the same. First, also the Chassam Sofer says that on Lag Boim was the day that the Mon fell down, Yorad Hamon, and on Purim was Nofal Hamon. And there's a lot of other Inyanim, that have a Shaychis, Purim and Lag Boimer. But as it says in the Pasuk, Gal Einai Ve'ipita Neflois B'Tarasecha, starting from Lag Boimer, especially, where the whole time we're preparing for Kabbalah Satayra B'Nevada, especially after Lag Boimer, it's already a Bechina of Lev Toiv, the B'nai Sascha writes, that we break up the days of Sfira Saimer to Lev, Lamed Beis, and then Toiv, the other 17 days, Lev Toiv. And I think we spoke that one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch, and every Talmud, there were five Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, and every one was compared to a certain tchuna, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch is Lev Toiv. And the Mishnah right after that says that Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch was Mayan Hamas Gaber. And the pshat is that it's the same thing, because everyone has inside him a Mayan Hamas Gaber. But there's an Evan Gedoyla Al Pi HaBe'er, and it says Be'er 48 times, and when you work on your Midas, and you make Lev Toiv, with Avoidas HaMidas, a person with the Memchas Kinyani Torah, a person is ready to the Kabbalah Satayra. Bahar, Parshas Bahar, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. The Gemara says that everything was from Sinai, Bahar Sinai, Mayin Shemitah, Eitzlar Sinai. But Avada Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, the Bar Tanur already speaks out, Moshe Kibel Torah Mikutche Berichu, not Misinai. It means from the fact that Sinai was an onov, and Moshe Rabbeinu also was able to be Mekabel the Torah because he had that Tchuna of Anova, Voidus Hamidois, Anova, that's the Yecholus to be Mekabel Torah. And just a little on this Mishnah Teshtel, it says Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, but then it switches Misora LeYeshua. What's the difference between Kibel and Misora? So there's different Shatam. The Tosis Yontif says, actually, that Misora is a starker relation, because Moshe gave everything that he had to Yeshua. But what Moshe was Kibel from Kodesh Bricha wasn't everything, because Moshe Rabbeinu b'tachsereyu ma'at me'elikim, he only had the 49 levels. He didn't get to the ultimate 50th level. We can't be masik by Kodesh Barichu. So Moshe was kibel. Kibel meaning, but b'cholif and a little bit was left out. But Masal Yeshua everything. Razezek Taisis Yontif. Reb Chaim Volozhin says punkfaket. Moshe was kibel Torah, because he was makabel everything that's humanly possible. That's Baklari Amira. But only Misoral Yeshua. To Yeshua it was Nimsar. It was already of a different level. There's another pshat. It's interesting that kibel is because it was kulay me'ava. But Misorol Yeshua and the rest of Klal Yisrael, because it was Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, when it's Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, then it's not the same level. That's Misorol. But then it's a Moira de Gediak. The next Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik, Kibel Mehem. All of a sudden, Kibel, because Shimon HaTzadik is after the Nes of Purim. And Purim was Hadar Kiblua, and they already took care of the detail of the Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. Now, after Purim, starting from the time of Shimon HaTzadik, it goes back to Kibel. Now, Mayim in Shemitah Davka to Kabbalah Satayra, there's a fascinating idea that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's a chiddush, but he says it. We know that in the olden times, the Gemara says, it's Yerushalmi, that also that in the times in Eretz Yisrael thousands of years ago, the cycle of Kabbalah, of Kriyas HaTorah, was not once every year, but rather once every 3 years. They learned less each parsha. It was a 3-year cycle. And Pashtus, every 3 years, there was a new cycle. That's the Pashtus. Yaakov Kamenetsky says no. There was a 3-year cycle. Then there was a 3-year cycle. Then was Shemitah. Shemitah, they're not in the Sadois. What's the purpose? Because this isn't learning. There was a rebuy of Torah. They were able to have much more Torah each week, and they were able to finish in 1 year. And then after that, what do you think? Right away, Tishrei, they didn't go back to the Sadois yet. There was the Yom Neiroyim and Sukkis and Hakel. Hakel is the ultimate, the culmination of Shemitah, a grand Siyam HaTorah of Nachamol. And therefore, you do it 4 times, right? The 3-year cycle, another 3-year cycle, Shemitah, and then you wrap it up. You know, say that, that's already Lamaila, but then you wrap it up a 4th time. But Rabbi Zayd comes out that Dafka Shemitah was a bitoy to a riboy of Chizek HaTorah, and that's also, he explains, that's why Hakel was not coincidentally right after Shemitah as a wrap up of this extra Chizek HaTorah. The parsha of Shemitah. There's a lav, sod choloi sizra, but there's also an essay, v'shav soha aretz. And there's a big shayla in the Rambam, and the Minchas Chinuch is ma'aruch about it. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky also in Derech Emunah, in Hilchas Zroyim, in the Rambam. Are noshim chayiv in the din of Shemitah? Noshim are muzar in the lav, but not in the essay. So bishleim aloi sizra, sod choloi sizra. So since they have the lav, they have the essay as well. But Harisha, the Gemara says, there's no lav, there's only an essay. Do women have the essay of Shemitah? Toichat Varm, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say a chiddush that any mitzvah that's not on the Guf HaAdam doesn't have the Meniyah of Zman Groma. He says a mechudush to Gavshan on the Ritva. The Ritva says that by Bris Mila, why do you need a Miyat? That a father is Chayiv and not a mother. It's anyway Zman Groma. He says since the mitzvah is not mutal on the person, I'm going to say the Ritva means because it's a din in the father's mitzvah, it's not the son's mitzvah. But the Minchas Chinuch learns it different. He says a mitzvah that's not on Guf HaAdam is not have the Meniyah of Zman Groma. And because he has a nidin if there's a minion of Shemitah. But what I fast and I saw in the Bir Halacha in Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Anfang Hilchis Shemitah, he says there's be'etzem 7 inyonim in Shemitah. The Isra Avoidus Karka, Hefker, the din you have to be Mafker, the din of Svichin, the din of Hefsid, Schoira, Bir, and Ashmatas Ksofim. And he says, Al Kulano, we can clear, our Noshim Muzer. So of course, using his Koyecha Torah, there's a Sugin Kedushin Dafnun Beis, B'maisa, b'chomesh noshim, that someone was makadosh them with a kalkolah shel peiris, and the cheshbon is that it was hefker. So you see, and it was noshim over there. So you see, noshim also have the din to be mafker shvius. And he has a few diyukim from Mishnayis and Dmai that the isra of the kedusha shvius. There's a tzad that kedusha shvius maybe is only for men, not for women. It's a zman groma. So he brings rais from the Mishnayis and Dmai, and Imamish Duchendorf, he says in the end that avada all the nyanim of Shemitah are noyig even by women. Now there's an interesting Yerushalmi. Legabi Shemitah, this Yerushalmi, that's Legabi Dalet Kaisis, it's actually in Pesachim, and it's also in Shabbos, and a few places this Yerushalmi. Mahu Lotzeis B'yayin Shel Shvius. Are you allowed to be Yoitza Kiddush, Dalet Kaisis, with wine from Shvius? What should be the issue? So the Karbon Eidah, Afanar, and the Yerushalmi says, because it's not Lochem. Because it's not Lochem. And it's a Pella. It's not Lochem. Fregen Dachroinim, they make a big rash about it. It's V'hoisa Lochem, Lochla. Shvius is not Lochem. There's various other menias, there's dinim, there's gedorim, but not that it's not lachem. The Or Sameach wants to say, Ula the Yerushalmi is because you need yayin sheroi li nosech al gabi mizbeach, and there's a din of la'ochla v'loi l'sarfa. Maybe that's why it's not able to be for Perish Shemitah. So an interesting shot, maybe it's as mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, it's a mitzvah to eat Perish Shemitah, so maybe you shouldn't make kiddush on it because it's already a shayla of chavilos. And there's a lot of different pshatim on this. Now we have Shemitah and we have also Yovel, and it's mefurish in the pasuk that the keeping Shemitah and Yovel is what's going to keep Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in the schus of keeping Shemitah. So there's a beautiful word from Reb David Feinstein. He has a whole sefer on Ramazim and Gematrius. Egen Ezach and Mamash Gevaldike. It says, Vishaftam al Oretz Lovetach. Lovetach is Gematria 49. You want a bituach, vizachman, insurance. You want insurance policy that you're going to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael another 49 years for another cycle. Lovetach, 49. Keep Shemitah, keep Yovel. And then the Shemitah and the Yovel gives you a Havtocha, Lovetach, 49, that you'll be able to do it. Now, the Pasuk says, V'chisoimru, manoicha v'shona hashviyis. The person's going to ask, what am I going to eat in Shemitah? So Hashem says back, V'tzivisi es berchasi, v'osa says etvu l'shleish hashonim. In Sforna state, and B'doimel is in the Malbim, and I saw also Rebbe Lapian goes with this gang, that this fellow that asks the chisoyim ruma noichal, he's not the greatest tzaddik. Fakir, the higher the argo b'tochin is nishfregin b'chlal, and the truth is nishfregin b'chlal, then maybe you'll get the bracha in a different way. But if you ask and you're kvetching already, ma noichal, the Abi says maftiach the sada, you'll work extra hard, but there will be a big yivul. Had you not asked, maybe the nes would have been you wouldn't even need a big yivul, you would be savei without it. For some people that's better, for some people that's not as good, but it would be with a different targa. All the mafarshim want to know that the chisoyim was goramayla. What, you think B'tochen is just to be tmimistic in a sense of don't even ask and don't think about it and just put your head in the sand? No, you ask and you understand and you're makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be maftir to you. Fregin and tuin durch this sugya. V'chisoyim ru, manoichal, the Ebesis Mitzaveh, is a lechatchila tekegan. It's a machloikis in the Mepharshim. Although Kenzayin in Poshup Shat, the Pasuk v'chisoyim ru manoichal, it's in between the parsha of a person that was moicher esodeh and he's buying it back and being poided. And it's a masumatan between the poide and the moicher. He says, one second. Lefi roiv hashonim tamit tarbe miknosei, velefi ma'at hashonim tamit miknosei. So then the guy asks, okay, there's 27 years left, let's make a cheshbon. I bought it for you for X amount of dollars, and now let's work out how many years are left that I should make a kizuz. We should work out. But then the guy says, no, v'chisoyim ru manoichal hashon hashviyis. Shviyis doesn't count. It shouldn't be in the cheshbon. When you're cheshboning out how many years it was worth, it shouldn't go into the cheshbon. Zot the pasuk, no, it does. It does go into the cheshbon. Now, later in the parasha, you have the union of ribis. There's a beautiful kliyokar. He says, ribis is mamish connected to shmita. Shmita is betochayim. A person that's malva beribis is a shpitz bitoy of not betochayim. Because be'emes, when a person is einov nesuos ala bayri oylam, and he doesn't know exactly me'ayin yov yezri, but he knows the Eibishta is going to provide. Having organized, I know in advance, I lent him this amount of dollars, I made a ktsitsa, this is how much he's going to pay me back, it's in my books, I know already 3 months ahead, 3 years ahead, 10 years, everything, I know already what's going to be, I have life all planned out, it's going to be gavaldik. No, the mile of betochen is not to know, to be koitzitz ribis is a bitoy of betochen. Says the kliyokar, that's why you can lend ribis from a goy. And borrow from a guy with ribis. You think he's going to pay you back, red zechayin, you know, the falosach nishtaf and goy. Afen goy, there's no problem. Who says you're going to get the keren back? As I said to Kliyakar. And the mail, it's not a problem. You know, we were saying from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we did the first Mishnah with Mamshich. It says, Al tikach me'ite neshech v'tarbis, shteit noy malimelech. Al tikach me'ite neshech v'tarbis, al tavir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al manas l'kabel pras. A person has to be, oyvel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shaloy al manas l'kabel pras. Al tikach me'ito yizborach, neshech v'tarbis. It's a yisoid in Avodas Hashem. Tosfos in Baba Metzia Daf Ayin brings a Targum Yerushalmi about a person that was Malva Beribis, and because he was Malva Beribis, he wasn't Zoyche, and it was before that he's not going to be Zoyche to Tchias HaMesim. He's not going to be Zoyche to Tchias HaMesim. Is the MS is there's a Maisa with Rabbi Kiveger. There was a certain person in Pozna, Rabbi Kiveger was the Rav, that was Malva Beribis for a lot of people, and when he was Nifter, the Chevra Kadisha, to Chepa, the family, they charged him an exorbitant amount of money for the Makam HaKavura. And they went and massered to the Shiltoin. Why are they charging us more than the standard? So they called the prince, whoever it was from that area, he called over to the Rabbi Kiveger, my high. He said, Vos heist? Avada, he said, we heard that there's a standard for a Kavura. You charge them five times as more? He said, yeah, I gave them a blinda metziah. We animan in Bemuna Shalema that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and it's a rental fee. The standard kavura is a rental fee, but this guy's staying. He needs a permanent say. The Tosis brings the Yerushalmi. There's not going to be Tchias HaMesim for a Malva Beribis. I charge them only five times more. This is Lanetzach. He has a permanent seat over here for stays. So Nochadaitoi of the Nosach. But there's a very interesting story with the Satmar Rebbe. Someone once asked Rabbi Yoilish, the Satmar Rebbe, and he asked him, a lot of times Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha, he's madgish, mitzvah zu chaviva, mitzvah zu choshev, mitzvah zu tzorach lizoyer. Why doesn't it say by ribis that Inyan zeh, that if you mal the ribis, you lose tchis ameisim, you're not going to come with tchia. It's a starker, a bitoy of a chaymer ha'inyan. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say it? So Rabbi Yoilish on the spot said, vos artach says a shach. That is, it's not a machaber or a ramah, but the shach says it. A person went through gantz hilchus ribis, didn't find the shach. What's Mizbar? What did the Sam Rebbe mean? Because the shach put out his pirish in the year Tof Zion, over come out 400 years ago, and he made a poem when he was Madpis, his sefer, and for every stanza of the poem is parallel to a different set of the halachas in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpan Yerodeya. And it's a beautiful poem, and every keta of the poem, the last three words of each stanza is Gematria, Toch Zayin, 407. That was the year that he printed it. That's Toch Zayin, 1707, right? And the stanza for Shemitah ends Yimoit Mal Vahoinoi, Beneshech Mamoinoi, Meid Hubizdoinoi, Lo Yikatzimono. Lo Yikatzimono is Gematria 407. So the Shach wrote in the poem that this fellow is not going to wake up with everybody else. You have, also at the end of the parsha, you have the inyanim of the Bati Arichayma. I'm going to go into Bukhukais now, but we'll just speak out the inyan of the Bati Arichayma. There's a concept by Bati Arichayma that it has to be hukaf ulubisoif yoshav, and not yoshav ulubisoif hukaf. It only has a din of a Bati Arichayma if, not that it grabbed and got populated and then they built a wall. That mitchila they built a wall. So there's a Maritika Deher from Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, in Slabotka, he said, "Ani choyma v'shadik imigdalos. Ani choyma zu Torah. That Torah is a shmira. You know when Torah is a shmira? When it was hukah full of b'soif yoshev. When the ikar matara is the Torah, and that's the emes what you focused on. And then afterwards, you know, came a population of a city. But if grada, there was people and came and says, 'I'm coming to this.' And then grada, oh, oichet Torah. Oichet Torah is not going to have the bechin of ani choyma. A bias ori choyma. It was when it was hukah full of b'soif yoshev." The center point of, right? You could have a bachar who's not such a masmid b'chlal, but then you could have a bachar who's mamash a masmid, first seder, second seder, third seder. But you ask him honestly, the center of his day is Bein Asdarim. Thursday for sure. The center of his day is Bein Asdarim. That's the Ani Choyma, there has to be that the center point is Taka, Arum, the Torah. In B'chukhoisei Teilechu, Rashi says, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, the Ikar Matar of the Bria is for Amelis Batayra. Adam la'omol yulad. Because the emes is a person, b'mei imoy, already learns the whole Torah. And Adarab, the whole union of Amelis afterwards is to make a chipus for his chelik b'tayra. Zayvi Adam mechazer achar ishtay, to find plaguf, to find his zivug. A person has to be omel to find his chelik in Torah that he had already learned. But the limud b'mei imoy is not b'amelis. But now, Adam la'omol yulad. Not la'limud yulad, because he was already learning, but he's noilad la'omol, the ikar is takaduch yigi, and omol, the Kotzka says, yagata v'loy matzasi. Yagata v'loy matzasi al tamen, because the yigi alein is the matara. The yigi alein, the omol alein. Someone once asked, I forgot one of the gedolim, if you have to stand up for a pregnant woman, because a Talmud Chacham, who's the uber, b'me'ima, is a yidea, kol ha'tayra kula. He says, yeah, but it's tayra ona omol. Tayra ona omol. It doesn't father the chiyuv. Now, there's a lot of reasons why the Torah has to be dafka dor chamelis, but kenzayin is also a chelik, because when a person's amal, it becomes tak a part of him, it becomes tak a chelik for him. And Adam writes a bekav shaloi yoisem itiv shetisha kavin shal chaveri. Shaloi is if you tak a amal aleha, it becomes tak a yours. Shtetin sefer Mor v'shemesh. He says a little different. He says, even if someone is taka omel parnosi, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, everyone is la'omel yulad, en yedeyim la'omel toiro for other inyanim. An amelis is going to be, you might as well choose that it should be the amelis batoira. The omel v'yigi is going to be. But he says, shetiyu amelim batoira bishvil hatoira. Even if you're omel and you're making oisik b'parnosa, but it shouldn't be for the, it should be that your matari is because you want to be machzik toira, chachas vulin. You want to be able to do that. V'nosati gishmeichem ve'itom. The Metzias says, it says, in b'chukaisa teleichu shetiyu ameilu matoira. And then what's going to happen? V'nosati gishmeichem ve'itom. And then what's going to happen? V'nos na'oretz yivula. It's not a union of schar, and oinish, and a toitzah. It's a Metzias of the Bria. Azoy vi, the Metzias in the Bria is, v'nosati gishmeichem ve'itom. So what happens? V'nosati gishmeichem ve'itom. So v'nos na'aretz yivula. That's the teva. Ba'oisei mida. The zelbazach. Ba'bemes the zelbazach. B'chukoyse teleichu brings v'nosati gishmeichem b'itam. It's a hemshich of that same taitzah. The b'chukoyse teleichu brings the gishmeichem and gishmeichem. It's the geshem that comes, it's for the klali souls, for the omni ha'toyre. Meila, it's geshem le'echad, geshem le'meya. But the gishmeichem, It's your Geshem. The bring down the Gshamim. And the Gshamim bring for us not Tzivula. Else, there's so many rice, so many places where we see this, that things that happened, that was all, it was all for the Merkaz, for the Amal HaTorah. Some Bachram once asked Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, Ivalozhin Yeshiva, Reb Chaim spoke about this idea that the Als is for the B'nai Torah, for the Amal HaTorah. So a Bachram asked him, he's like, L'chutzpah, but he asked him, in Ivalozhin, the train station, it was a small village, this train station was a few kilometers away. The trek to get from the train station till the yeshiva, there was no paved roads. So given blotter, it was muddy. It was a whole hassle to get to the yeshiva. After you've already traveled with the whole thing with the train, the let's depart half hour to get to the yeshiva was mamash. It wasn't lo ya naim. So Bachar asked him, "Favos is azay? It's alsvari bnei yeshiva." So Reb Chaim with a smile, Reb Chaim Volozhin, he said with a smile, he said, "Vada." A Bachar Wednesday afternoon is thinking to himself, he hasn't been home in a few weeks. He wants to actually go home. Going home means it's a whole 14-hour trip with a train, with a thing. He'll be back by the following Tuesday, if. And he's thinking, and back. And he's saying, yeah, but it's a whole hassle with the blotta and the thing. Bleib in yeshiva. I'll stay. It's for the yeshiva. So leave them, bleib there in yeshiva. That was the hadgasha. Now, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom, the Torah is mavtiach oylem hazeh. The Torah is mavtiach oylem hazeh to only a Torah. Now, the emes is achshar dora. Baruch Hashem, the Riboy, the Echos, the Kamas, and Vloim de Atoira, and Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlar, it's Iberal, compared to what was in Free the Gedoyers, Smavel al Arayan, you have to know that in Amol, in the Yeshivas, it was Shver, Poshet, Kipshutai, the Gashmi, Baruch Hashem, everyone's complaining with how many kugels they serve them, which flavor it is. The Baruch Hashem, ich weiß this, the Shefa is B'Shefa. It wasn't Poshet as a Bocha came to Kamenitz, came to Boch Ber, and then they ate Teg. He told you which days you could eat by different Balabatim in the city. So a Bocha came, and a Bocha got registered. He says, okay, so Yom Rishon you'll eat here, Yom Shlishi, by this Mishpacha, and Yom Chamishi. So the Bocha counted, okay, Rishon, Shlishi, Chamishi. You know, what's with Monday? What's with the other days? He says, Haske Kumen do Essen, yeah, the dog. Haske Kumen, you came here to eat. I'm giving you for a few days. You're coming here to eat. There was different musagim. The emes is they say over a maisa that the Bachram came in Kamenetz to Reb Ber and to Reb Ruvain, and they came with a machah. They said the yeshiva at that for a few weeks already was giving them just bread, old bread from the bakery, the leftovers, but they weren't giving butter. Amol, the matzah was better, they were giving butter. And they said they're making a machah, we're only learning Gemara Rashi. And the Ma'ase says, Reb Ber looked at Reb Ruvain and he says, the Bochum Zen and Gerech, Fatois Vestaf Min Putter. To have the Fatois Vestaf, you have to, Naf Min Putter. And this was the Hachlota. Reb Ber went to America to collect for the yeshiva. This Kama Ma'ase with them, the Oilam thought he wouldn't be Matzliach. Reb Chaim Moise said, Reb Shimon went the same time. Reb Chaim Moise said, Reb Ber is Ein Mer Matzliach. And the people thought he was more Menutik, less Veltish from the Indian. There's a lot of interesting stories. They asked him if he learned English. And he said he learned two words in English. I'll try. And he said, Was meint das? Es meint gar nicht. That's what it means. Rabbi, I'll try. But he was in America. This rather fascinating story. He was in Baltimore. And this is a few years before the war. You have to chop. Rabbi Chonon was in the America mamish right before the Krieg. And he went back. And he went back. And he was killed at Tel Aviv. Rabbi Chonon was already nifted before the war. But also this is mamish recent. The matzav really wasn't so posh in Europe. Rav Ruderman, who was a young Rosh Hashiva then in Baltimore, he told Reb Ber, Bleib da, I'm stepping down. You'll be the Rosh Hashiva. But that was my... Anyways, to get back over here, Reb Ber said, Fartosh is not been put there. I had a shtickle ha'ora. Demis, Frega Shaila. It's easier to learn Rashi? I don't know how to say it. It's a kindishkeit. It's Rashi. It's sure. Toys are big. Toys are scared. What? In fifth grade. What's Rashi dafnish putter? It's easy. So can't say, yeah, there's a Zamusik of learning the keys. Come on. But Rashi's not leichter than Toysis. After Toysis is leichter, Toysis is there. It's written out. Just read what it says. Harvin Arashi, of Rashi Nafim Putter. What's the pshat of Toysis Nafim Putter? He was masking of Toysis Nafim Putter. So I don't have a good pshat if you hold it's a kasha. But Bederach Drash, say a chiddush. There's a Gemara in Baba Kamad of Ayin Aleph that says there's a sugya of Dalad Vehei. When a person shechts a behemoth Dalad Vehei, there's a whole complex case with a shutif. If gone from a shutif, if it's chamisha bokar v'loy chamisha chetzi bokar, and the Gemara brings there a certain Amora said that he darshan chamisha bokar v'afilu chamisha chetzi bokar, And then he said, but the next day he said, no, I made a mistake. He was chazer boy. And he says, this that I, the le'omer lachmi orta, this that last night I didn't tell you the pshat, why I wasn't oimin on the emes of pshat, the le'achalti bisra the Torah. Gemara, baba kama. Then it's really on the fine aleph of an aleph. The hemshah, gemara. The le'omer lachmi orta, the le'achalti bisra the Torah. Rashi says what it means le'achalti bisra the Torah. It's a mushel. It means I wasn't ma'ayin, stark, to know what's pshat. Toysa says, no, pasha, I didn't eat meat. You know, I didn't eat meat, so I wasn't able to say. So I don't want to mix milk and meat over here, but just to add some idea. Toysis holds that medaf hoben essen, medaf, you know, loichaldi bisra the tourist kipshuta, medaf hoben putta, medaf hoben flesh, nish tazamen, or medaf hoben. Rashi, af Rashi, on the flesh, on the lion, loyanti, the time of dover, on the eiffel. Ulai, this is the kavana, the chilik between Rashi and Toysis. The pasuk says, behemshech v'hishbati, chayu ro min ha'aretz. The Torah's Kohenim brings a machlokes. What does it mean? V'hishbati chayu ro min ha'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it means hinani mavira min ha'olam. I'll remove them from the world. They won't be in the world. Rab Shimon Omer, mashbison shelo yaziku. Oh, they'll be there, but I'll do a nes that they'll be mushbat. They won't damage. The Meshech Chochma says this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai L'shitosai. He always goes with the Mahalach of Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. Rav Yehuda says, no, if Hashem is Maftiach, the Mishbati Chayro, he'll remove him. There won't be the Vilde Chayis. But Rav Shimon is saying, no, they'll be there, but they'll be Mushbat. That's Rav Shimon, that is a Zadarga of Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. There's another pshat that the Achronim say that this Vishbati, it's similar to the word Tashbisu by Chometz. And the emes is, interesting, by tashbisu, by chometz. There's also machloikis. Some say that tashbisu means literally, physically destroyed, removed from the world, burnt with sreifa, or even if it's not with sreifa, mefar, v'zayr, l'ruach, matal yam, but it's mushbat, means it's not existing physically anymore. And then there's another pshat, no, hashbasa b'leiv. Hashbasa b'leiv means it's there, just it won't be dangerous, whatever you understand, the lomdus of bittel is. Aber Ken Zayin, that's also over here, Vihishbati, the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chaska Bramsky, others, they want to say that this Machloikas of Vihishbati is parallel to the Machloikas of Tashbisu. Aber again, you could say, B'derech Melitza, Taisa says, in Psochem, Daf Bezim and Aleph, that if Taka, you could do Bittel of Tashbisu, why do you have to do Bidik and Beer? So Taisa says, Shema Yovil Ochle, Rashi has a different shot, there's a Shaila what Rashi means. Rashi says, Shalai Lavra Babal Yira, the Shaila's over the Bittel, makes it Ois Bal Yira, Rabbi's Dubar on the Rashi, but for Rashi, Nafin Havin Bright Midfoot to Fashtaina Rashi, the Rashi of Bal Yirah. But Toisvis says, Shema Yovil Ochle. Zogichazeh, you have a Hachayira. So if it's not here in the world, fine. But if it is, you can tell me that the Torah's Kohenim says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai promised you it's going to be fine. Over Shema Yovil Ochle, Yavshe the Hachayira is still going to come and what's it called? Now the emesis, the idea that a Hachayira won't disturb you, it's Be'etzem. The Zohar says it's ready, the Pasuk in Bereishis. If a person be'emes has the tzuris adam, then the achayi won't attack him. Ezehu shoyta ha'ma'abed ma shenoisn le'ma'az gematria ha'adam. Adam, actually. Adam. Ma. A person loses his ma, he loses his tzuris adam, whatever that means, on the darga that he is. So then he has to talk and be careful about the Hishbati Chayiro. Shait behemshich in the parasha after the Teichav Zacharti es brisi Yaakov va'af es brisi Yitzchok va'af es brisi Avram Ezkor. So Rashi already tells why is it Shalika Sidron Yaakov and then Yitzchok and then Avram. There's many pshatim, but I saw a beautiful pshat that when you're remembering something, so you're remembering, you're going your way backwards. Chronologically, and originally, it was Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. But when the Abish are saying, V'zocharti, so we're holding now, and we're going back and remembering, going back, first we remember Yaakov, then Yitzchak, and then Avram. Okay, I don't want to go into the details of it now, but there are many places I found in Gilyon HaShas, in Rabbi Kveger, and in various other people that I'm Mitzayin, Lamashal, there's places where Rabbi Kveger in Nozir, in Gilyon HaShas, he's Mitzayin, a Gemara in the Dorim, near the end of Nadarim, and there's a whole Tumlarai. Why did he have to quote this Gemara on the end of Nadarim? It could have been much. There's a similar Gemara earlier in Nadarim. There's even one stickle where Rav Nochem has a whole stickle that Gemara is different. Of the emesis Fakert, Rabbi Kveger wrote his Gilyon HaShas. He had two Sedarim. One where he learned 50 days the same block, one where he learned 50 blot a day. And in Gilyon HaShas is when he wrote So when you're holding a Nazir Daf Yud Aleph and you're remembering back to Nedarim, Nedarim Pei comes before Nedarim Daf Tes Vav. Okay. The kasha was, why didn't he quote the earlier Gemara? And the earlier Gemara was from 2 days before. This is Nanter. Nanter is V'chohena. You have to know the different sugyas, but this Kama Mekoymus, where this klal of zikaring, working your way backwards, works out. There's a beautiful story with this about this concept from Rav Meir Shapiro, Milublin. Before he was going to open up his yeshiva, Yachel, Yeshiva's Chachmi Lublin, he went to the Beis HaKvaris of Lublin and he wanted to daven by the Kvarim. And he knew that there's Kibri Tzadikim there, there's the Choyzim in Lublin, the Choyze, the Heilige Choyzim in Lublin, who had lived 100 years before then, of Rav Meir Shapiro, but also in that same Beis HaKvaris, meters away, was the Maharam from 500 years ago, the Maharam, Maharam in Lublin. And he didn't know, he was going to daven by both, but the question is where to go first. On one hand, the Maharam, but it's, what's this? Maram is an Achman, not a Rishon, but an early Achman from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The Chayza wasn't Mamash Midore, but it was from a recent Dor, from what's it called? And he said this concept, that Zikoran, you go backwards, you go first to the Nantar. It'll eventually go to both, but Megay Erster to the Nantar. So he came to the Kever of the Chayza, and he started sittering, because he realized that the Kever of the Maram Lublin is Mamash a few feet away, and he's going to go there, but he's not going there first. He was sittering, and then he opened his eyes, and it was Nochadaite, because the Chayza's name, what's written on the kever, is Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. Yizacharti, as Brisi Yaakov, the Af is Brisi Yitzchok, obviously is Avram. The Chayza's name is Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. It was Nochadaite, that's how it works with Zikaron. Now, near the end of the Teichet, Meshach Shaychet, the Sugis in the Dorim a little bit, in the Dorim, it's Fuz. Va'af Gam Zois, Be'eretz Oyveihem, at the end of the Teichecha, the Ebrus is Mavtiach, Loi Ma'astim, V'loi Ga'altim, L'chaloisom, L'hofer Brisi Itam, K'yani Hashem Alekehim. So the Gemara says in Shavuos that if a person says Lav, Lav, that's a Shavua. Even if you don't say Shavua, but the etzem fact that you said it twice, Lav, Lav, that's a Shavua. So if the Ebrus says Loi Ma'astim, V'loi Ga'altim, that's a Shavua. Hagam, the Rambam Shita is that Lav, Lav is only considered a Shavua if you also say Hashem's name. The Rambam holds Lav Lav still needs shame. But over here you do have shame. Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim. Ki ani Hashem alekeim. The Eibishter itself is making the Shavua. The Eibishter is himself making the Shavua. So it's a concept of Lav Lav. The Gemara says in Shavuos, where do we learn out this idea of Lav Lav? From Noyach. It says in Parshas Noyach that the Eibishter was maftiach. Loi oisif l'kal al oidus ha'adome. And then again in the next pasuk, loi oisif oid l'hakois. As kol chaya sherasisi. So just like by Noyach, loy loy is a shvua, also by the Toichecha. You can say from here, there's a beautiful rem, as we say it in the Haftorah from Malachi, in Parshas Shabbos HaGodol, we say a Haftorah from the Pesukim in Malachi. The Pasuk says, ki ani Hashem loy shonisi, v'atem b'nei Yisrael loy chilisem. You can read it to mean, ani Hashem loy shonisi, I said loy twice. I said loy ma'astim and loy ga'altim. Oh, I said loy twice. So va'atam b'nei Yaakov loy kilisim. That's a shvua. And the emes is there's a pasuk that's meramis to this. It's also in the Haftorah. The pasuk says in Yishai, it's the Haftorah of Parshas Noyach, and again the Haftorah of Parshas Kiseitze, Roni Akara. Listen to the words. Ki me Noyach zois li, from Noyach, asher nishbati ma'avor me Noyach, oid ala oritz, kei nishbati miktsoif alecha. Where do you have, just like by Noyach, it was loy loy. Also over here, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim. And if you want, it's also a remez in the Zmiris on Shabbos. We say, ha'om asher no katzoin to, yizgar lefoktei brisu shvua, leval yavra ba mikre ro, kashen ishbat al minoyach. But it's not stam with being toiled in the shvua of Noyach, because really it wasn't a shvua. It was loy loy. How do you know loy loy is a shvua? From Noyach, we learn out the concept that loy loy is a shvua. Once we learn out that loy loy is a shvua, so memela then we're able to know. Who had been that over here, the Havtocha of Loi Ma'astim, of Loi Ga'altim, is a Shvua. Another idea they gave, the Sugis, we learned now, Kol Cheirem Asher Yocharam Min Ha'odom Lo Yipteh Mois Yumas. The Ramban learns here that it's a Cheirem. But we spoke out the Ran learns it's a Shvua. He learns out that Shvua B'li Shem works like Vayoyel Shoal Esa'om. It's like from this concept of Kol Cheirem, that they put the Yonis in the Cheirem. It's the Negei there. We'll end with one last thing. An interesting nekuda. The pasuk says, "Mamish at the end, v'chol maser bokar v'tzoin, koil asher yavar tachas hashovet, ha'asiri yakoidesh l'Hashem, Rav Shamshon Ashtapali says like this. The pasuk starts off V'chol maser bakar v'tzoyin. V'chol maser is Rosh Hatevis. V'yedu kulam lama meis Akiva shehayaraya bakar v'tzoyin. V'chol maser is V'yedu kulam lama meis Akiva shehayaraya bakar v'tzoyin. Why did Akiva die? He was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus. Zok the pasuk. Kol asher yavar tachas hashavet. All the other nine of the Asara Harugi Malchus were connected one of the Shvatim that were in the Mechir of Yosef. Ho asiri Yiyah Kodesh Lashem, Abba Rabbi Akiva, the tenth one, he's not, he was from Bnei Gerim, he's not Mechuvin Keneged Hashavet, Fakert, he's Mechuvin Keneged Hashem. That's why he was able to darshan Es Hashem Alekecha L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Akiva, who's, he's Mechuvin Kelapi Havaya. All the other ones were for a different Shavet. And since each one was for a different Shavet, Rabbi Shamshon Ashpari has a whole cheshbon that each one taka was from that Shavet, and he even has it worked out that the gematria of all 10 names of the Asura Gemalchis is the same as the gematria of the 10 Shvatim. And there's a famous shaila if you spell Akiva with a hey or an aleph. And there's a lot of rais, lakan or lakan. It's negay of various cheshbonis. It's yidua that the Urzaru already came to him in a chaloim that Akiva is with a hey because it's soife tevis Urzaru al atzadikush uliyish relay simcha. That's right that Akiva is with a hey. But in various other places, we work it out with an aleph. But don't worry about this gematria that the 10 shvatim are b'mechuvin to the 10 asura gemalchus. There's a shayla if Yehuda's with an aleph or a hey. So if Yehuda's with a hey, Akiva's with a hey. If Yehuda's with an aleph, Akiva's with an aleph, and it will work out either way.